This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. نستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. All praises due to Allah who has blessed us with many, many blessings. And amongst those greatest blessings are the blessings of security and the blessings of nourishment. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran a verse all of us know, even the children, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ Then let them worship the Lord of this sacred house. The one who has fed them and driven hunger away from them and has made them secure from fear. These are great blessings that we should never take for granted. That we should always thank Allah for Allah tells us with ta'adhana rabbukum la in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum inna 'adhabi la shadid and when your Lord proclaimed if you give thanks for the blessings I will increase you in the blessings and if you reject my blessings you should know that my punishment is severe this is not to say that if any group or people or corner of this ummah are experiencing hunger, experiencing insecurity, it's not necessarily a punishment. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, إِذَا أَحَبُّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ If Allah loves a people, He tests them. All of us are being tested. Just we're tested in different ways. And in response to the test, there are generally two great responses. The test of hardship, difficulty, hunger, insecurity, warfare, requires the response of sabr. And the test graces and bounties of food and plenitude, abundance, security, requires the response of shukr. So the believer is always at one level between sabr or shukr. Al-mu'min da'iman wa abadan. Bayna sabri wa shukr. This is the nature of the believer. We know that there is a genocide going on in Palestine and Gaza and being expanded into the West Bank and into Lebanon. This genocide is now officially, in terms of the Palestinians, ethnic cleansing, because the Zionist racist regime has proclaimed there are no longer any civilians in northern Gaza, meaning any man, woman, child, as has been the case for the last year, is an open target to be murdered. May Allah continue to bless the people there with patience. And may they know that their patience, their resilience is echoing all over this world. There are probably more people. I'm a convert to Islam. I'll be 50 years, my 50th anniversary, or you could say my 50th birthday, when I was born into faith, will be in 2027. Over the course of these 50 years, I've seen a lot, but I'll tell you one thing I haven't seen. I haven't seen a year where more people have come into Islam than this past year. And the overwhelming majority, they say, we were inspired by the people of Gaza. And you know some of their names. Some of them are very famous people. So may Allah bless them with patience. We have the genocide, and we know that our government is a full partner. And I say this with full confidence, our government is not the junior partner, they're the senior partner. We provide the bombs, we provide the fighter jets, we provide the spare parts for the jets, we provide the diplomatic cover. And believe me, people in this country are noticing. Don't be deceived by the election. Don't think, people don't care about the genocide. They elected someone who said he's going to get the job finished, etc. 70% of the people in this country said they support a ceasefire. Almost that number, they support cutting off all military aid to the state of Israel. People are noticing. You hear conversations in the media you would never have heard even 2 or 3 years ago. Never. Things are changing, but we have to be patient, but we also have to work. And to work, we have to have a mentality of hope. We have to have a mentality that's positive. After the elections and after a year of genocidal massacre and slaughter, many people are depressed. Many people are feeling hopeless. Muslims are depressed. Some Muslims are feeling hopeless. We have to understand, hopelessness has no, it's a word that doesn't exist in the Muslim lexicon. When Yaqub alayhi salam sent his sons into Egypt to search for their brothers, what did he say? وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And as you go and you search for your brothers, don't despair of Allah's mercy. Verily, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except a disbelieving people. No one despairs of Allah's mercy except the disbelieving people. Some people that think, but we're so weak. We're not weak. We're strong. We just don't realize how strong we are. And that strength starts with our faith. Starts with our faith. When the Muslims were down, feeling probably like a lot of the brothers and sisters are feeling now, at Uhud, or after Uhud, the victory was right there. And then, as we know, some of the archers, not all of them, their emir and others were steadfast in obeying the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, don't leave, they didn't leave. But enough left for Khalid to come around the Muslim flanks. You all know the story. And then, as they say, victory for the kuffar was snatched from the jaws of defeat, which made it worse. It's one thing to just lose outright. It's like a sports team. We're in Massachusetts. I can talk about the Yankees. They're winning. And then all of a sudden, they're losing. It's a wrap. We got this. It wasn't a wrap. So the Muslims, it's a wrap. It's done. Let's clean up the battlefield. Here comes Khalid and his troops. The Prophet is wounded, bleeding, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's feverishly wiping up his blood. And they're asking him, why? He said, because if the blood of the Prophet hits the ground during the battle, Allah will wipe out his enemies. Mus'ab bin Umair, his emissary, who was instrumental in opening up Yathrib, which would become Al-Medina for Islam, he's dead. His uncle Hamza's assassinated. The situation's getting dire. And they come there and ask to pray for him. Pray against the enemy. And what does he say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He basically said, Allah forgive them. They're ignorant. He wouldn't pray against them. Because he wasn't sent. He said, Mad wa iftu that I'm at. I wasn't sent to curse people. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنْهُ أُرْسِلَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أُرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ I've only been sent as a mercy to all of the worlds. And my enemies are part of the worlds. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our messenger. He never let go of his faith, and he never let go of the principles that his faith defined. We'll come back to this subject. So Allah says to the believers, they're depressed. The victory for the kuffar was snatched from the jaws of defeat. There are a lot of them are dead, wounded. They limp back into Mecca. And what does Allah reveal? وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Don't be weakened. Don't let your resolve be shaken. Don't think this is the end of the affair. Don't become so depressed that you can't get up and continue to struggle. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا لَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا And don't be saddened. That was a rough day, but better was a little better outcome. And so perhaps tomorrow's conflict or confrontation or encounter will bring a better outcome. So don't be saddened. Don't be saddened all your brothers and sisters who are killed. They're shuhadat. They're going on the easy pass lane into Jannah. Everyone's an easy pass lane now. But in the old days, when you're at the toll booth and you're out there with other people, they've left their wallet at home, they don't have any cash, and it's clogging up, and the people in the Easy Pass, swoosh, swoosh, they're going in. Those who had that, they're going in. Bighayri hisab. We're out there having our account taken. This was taking so long because he or she has a lot to account for. This one left his wallet at home. Metaphorically speaking, allegorically speaking. But you get the idea. The Shaheed is in the fast track, the easy pass track of lane into Jannah. So why are you saddened? Be saddened for the one who's not a Shaheed, who didn't live the best life, and now has to account for every word, every action, every decision. That's the one you should be sad for. Maybe he won't have the right answers. Maybe the excuses won't be accepted. Maybe. There's no maybe in the case of the Shaheed. So Allah says, don't be saddened. You're struggling for truth. Don't be saddened, no matter what the outcome is, as long as we are struggling for truth, as long as we're calling people to the truth, as long as we're sacrificing for the truth, the outcome is with Allah, which he stated earlier in this chapter, Ali Imran. Laysa laka min al-amri shay'. You have nothing to do with the outcome of this affair. Laysa laka min al-amri shay'. The outcome is with Allah. Our responsibility is to struggle. Our responsibility is to sacrifice. Our responsibility is to keep our heads up so that the people who are looking for guidance, direction, looking for an example, looking for a light in very dark times, they can look to you, brothers and sisters, and find inspiration. That's our job. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْسَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَا. Don't be weakened, don't be saddened while you are uppermost. Why? Because your truth is superior to their falsehood. Your justice is superior to their tyranny. Your principles and respect for life is superior to their barbaric, murderous tactics. The fact that you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, makes you uppermost. Because we follow the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is uppermost. Not because he won every battle. These verses were built after Uhud. It wasn't a victory. Not because he won every battle, but because he fought every battle on the basis of principle. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when he was uppermost, and this will be a challenge for the Muslims, on the day of Mecca, Fath Mecca, he could have come in. He has the largest army the Arabian Peninsula has ever seen. Their enemies have been systematically neutralized. He could have exacted revenge. He could have wiped out Mecca. The organizers of the campaigns against him, at least there, he could have started with them, Abu Sufyan and Hind, who hired the assassin to kill his uncle Hamza, radiallahu anhu. What did he do? He came in humbly with his chest down on the neck of his mount, with his head bowed in humility. And he said to these people, go, you're free. And he said, concerning Abu Sufyan in Hind. What did he say to them? Whoever goes into the house of Abu Sufyan is safe. He made the house of his enemy a sanctuary for the people. Whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan is safe. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our time is coming. So after that, what does Allah say? إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدَ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْهُمْ مِثْلُ. If a setback, a defeat, a painful injury like Uhud has afflicted you, you should know your adversaries have been similarly afflicted. You suffer now, today at Uhud, they suffered yesterday at battle. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْهُمْ مِثْلُ. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We alternate these fortunes between people. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And we alternate these fortunes. يَوْمٌ لَكَ وَيَوْمٌ عَلَيْكَ. There'll be a day in your favor and there'll be a day against you. This is the nature of things. One of the meanings I forgot to mention, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ. If you look at history, you'll find that eventually truth will prevail. Eventually, the prophetic heritage prevails. The heritage of Isa alayhi salam prevails. The time of Muhammad, the heritage of Muhammad prevailed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like no other deen, no other social force in history. You're living it right here. There are African people in here, and people of African descent. There are European people in here, and people of European descent. There are South Asian people in here, and people of South Asian descent. There are Central Asians in here, and people of Central Asian descent. There are North Africans in here, and people of North African descent. There are East Africans in here, and people of East African descent. No force has brought more people together in peace and harmony, like the peace and harmony you see in this masjid right now, than Islam. And we have a responsibility at this time when our country is being fragmented and there are calls to return to the kind of racism that culminated in race riots, cities being burned down, innocent people being lynched. There are demagogues that want to return to that time. And as Muslims, we don't say it as a political slogan, we're not going back. We say it, inshallah, with the light of Islam that is carried by the Muslims, when we stand up and resume our responsibility, this country is going forward. It's going to move beyond racism. It's going to move beyond the heritage of slavery and the social conditions, the racism and supremacy that undergirded slavery. But we have a job to do. And a lot of us aren't going to stand up to the challenge. But if enough of us do, Allah will use us. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. So we're in where we started. How many times has a small force vanquished a larger force by Allah's permission? And Allah is with those who are patient. So brothers and sisters, وَلَا تَهِمُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be weakened. Don't be sad in all your uppermost if indeed you are believers. Let's pick our heads up. Let's focus our efforts
Let's redouble our efforts at da'wah. Real da'wah, calling people who aren't Muslims to Islam, not calling other Muslims to my understanding of Islam. That's what da'wah has been degraded into. So we're fighting and a revival of the Aqidah Wars of the 1990s. We have a higher calling, and may we answer it. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين. Dear brothers and sisters, even as a minority, Muslims are leaders. We're not followers. We're not followers. We're not sheeple. So whatever way the crowd goes, we go. We're not sheeple. We're people. And as people, we're those who lead. And our leadership, first and foremost, is by example. So we're to lead, though, we have to be involved in the life of our nation. If I didn't turn my phone off fearing someone will call, I could read you a letter someone sent me on election day. And I'll paraphrase it. I'll say it literally as close as I can, but I'll say paraphrase in case I make some mistakes that don't convey the exact meaning. A friend of mine on election day, he sent me a text. He said that our victory as Muslims and our greatest contribution to this country might not lie in the electoral system and congressional seats and the like, but in the small things that each and every one of us do on a day-to-day basis to touch the hearts of our fellow citizens. I just received this message from a friend whom I brought, not a Muslim person, who I brought food to 5 years ago when his mother died after she was hit by a car. His message said that I will never forget what you did for me and my family. 5 years later, he's sending this message. I will never forget what you did for me and my family. Your act of kindness has touched my heart in an indelible way, permanently. You are a great man, and I pray one day I could be just a small fraction the man that you are. That's how the Asians and the Africans and the Europeans and the Malay and the Chinese, by the millions, the Europeans, now in this country, that's how Islam spread and established itself in all of these lands. You all and we all come from. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين وعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة دينك الرجال على مقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا به مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان انصر إخواننا المسلمين وأخواتنا المؤمنات في غزة يا الله اللهم انصرهم يا الله انصرهم بنصرا عندك يا الله بنصرك يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله الذين يعذبونهم ويذبحونهم ويقتلونهم يا الله إن لم يتوبوا فدمرهم تدميرا اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم اللهم عليك بعذاب الإسلام أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين ببركة القرآن العظيم وبحرمة من أرسلته رحمة للعالمين يا الله يا الله يا الله اللهم قونا في هذا البلد يا الله اللهم وحد صفوفنا يا الله في هذا البلد يا الله وفي كل بقعة من هذه الأرض يا الله في هذه الأمة يا الله يا الله وحد صفوف أتباعي وأمتي محمد يا الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ثبت أقدامنا وطهر قلوبنا واستر عيوبنا وثبت أقدامنا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين يا الله نسألك ذلك بحبك لنبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقم الصلاة